surrounds the graveyard of man and beast as the mighty herd stampede in panic before the paralyzing fear of these monsters from the green hell.
The animals flee from green hell. This I have seen.
And there is something, perhaps even monstrous, but a thing of nature, not of evil spirits.
This is the drone of death. The terrifying sound of the monstrous cosmic ray mutations unleashed upon the jungle from a rocket run wild.
Can you guess how big the creature itself must be?
Yeah. But we won't have to guess at it, Dan. We'll see for ourselves.
It is a ritual that has been practiced secretly for generations. An act so disturbing, it is performed only under the cloak of darkness. It is the horror feared all across America.
Matt the Cat!
Have mercy, baby. Are you ready for some haunted thrills? Some ghoulish delights? Well, this week is part one of my three-part Halloween special, and this week's theme show is going to focus on creatures and monsters. So keep that in mind as you hear creepy song after creepy song. And of course, the world-famous Friday Night Catfight coming up towards the end of the program. Since this week's theme is creatures and monsters, we're going to have a battle royale over Monster Mash. Plus, an interview that hasn't been unearthed in 18 years with the late, great Bobby Boris Pickett. I was only 15 years old when I interviewed Bobby Pickett, and I've got a clip for that coming up during this program. Welcome to the Friday Night Catfight Podcast. I'm your furry leader, Matt the Cat. And before we get into the monsters and the creatures, let's wish Chuck Berry a very happy birthday. He turns 83 on Sunday, October 18th. So let's kick off the show with an eerie Chuck Berry song. From 1957, here's Down Bound Train. Chuck Berry, happy 83rd. This is the Friday Night Catfight Halloween Part 1 Podcast.
A stranger lying on a barroom floor had drank so much he could drink no more. And so he fell asleep with a troubled brain to dream that he rode on a downbound train. The engine with blood was sweaty and damp, and brilliantly lit with a brimstone lamp. An imp for fuel was shoveling bones, while the furnace rang with a thousand groans. The parlor was filled with lager beer, the devil himself was the engineer. The passengers were most a motley crew, some were foreigners and others he knew. Rich men in broadcloth, beggars in rags, handsome young ladies in wicked old hags. Scorched their hands and face. Wider and wider the country grew, faster and faster the engine flew, louder and louder the thunder crashed, brighter and brighter the lightning flashed, hotter and hotter the air became, till their clothes were burned with each quivering flame. Then out of the distance there came a yell, ha ha, said the devil, we're near and home. Oh, how the passengers shrieked with pain and begged old Satan to stop that train. The stranger awoke with an anguished cry. His
clothes wet with sweat and his hair standing high. He fell on his knees on the barroom floor and prayed a prayer like never before. And the prayers and vows were not in vain, for he never rode that downbound train.
Frankenstein, where's the wine?
I'm the face. Is that the place?
I'm the shadow in the shade. It's Ray.
Front room, I heard a loud crash. I run to the window to see what was that. Out in the top of my old apple tree, there was a one of purple people either looking at me. Jumped in my plane and I took to the cloud. I had to go see what the mess was all about. Oh, this mess my mother did not understand. All these funny looking people from another land. I said, lock all the windows and bolt all the doors. See how, the boy you ought to see. He was a wiggling and a grinning and a sneak. niggling at me. I jumped in my plane and I made it back home. The purple people needle had my baby and gone.
Hendrix and Ross with Halloween Spooks on this part one of my three-part Halloween special, this week's theme focusing on creatures and monsters, the unexplainable, baby, the raw terror, and some pretty good songs. Before that, Bo Diddley, Bo Meets the Monster. We heard Bill Doggett from 1959 off Cincinnati-based King Records with Monster Party. And the show was kicked off with a happy 83rd birthday wishes for Chuck Berry. He turns 83 this Sunday. That's the eerie downbound train from the Shakespeare of rock and roll himself. Coming up later on in the program, my interview almost 20 years ago with the now late great Bobby Boris Pickett. And this week's Friday Night Catfight, Pickett's original Monster Mash versus the Bonzo Dog Band's cover. That should be very interesting. But now let's get into songs about creatures, baby. This is one of my favorite cut-in records. And you know, a cut-in record is a record that uses samples from other records to tell a story. Of course, Buchanan and Goodman broke ground and created the first cut-in record in 1956 with the Flying Saucer. By 1957, Bill Buchanan was cutting some records on his own. This one is with Ansel. Buchanan and Ansel, 1957, off Flying Saucer Records. Here's The Creature, a great spoof on 1950s horror movies. It's the Friday Night Catfight Podcast.
You may be wondering why I asked you here today. Well, it all started last Saturday night at the movies. My girl and I were watching The Creature from the Black Slax Lagoon.
Black Slax. Black Slax.
Oh, look! Over there! What is that weird, gruesome-looking creature?
It's huge! It looks like a giant grasshopper!
With a big beak on it!
It must have come from the ocean floor!
Looks like my English teacher.
His name is Mr. Lee. His name is Lee.
It's headed for my girl! What's gonna happen?
Goodness gracious! Holy mackerel!
At them Oh, look, it's talking to them!
They're laughing.
Laughing?
Laughing.
Laughing.
Long distance.
General H. Mendel Mirbauer here. Oh, not the Army. Navy. Air Force, get me Washington. Something's loose here. Some creature. We've got to find it and stop it.
Gonna find her. Gonna find her.
What's that, Sergeant? You found the creature? On Main Street? You know what to do.
I'm gonna walk right down that street like bulldog drummer.
Cannons have no effect on it. The A-bomb is useless.
Everybody stop laughing.
We've got to use our secret weapon.
You mean the...
Yes, the gun. This is clearly a case for science. Get me Professor Roger Cool.
This is Cool, man. What's your problem?
There's a creature loose down here, Cool. This is a shaky situation.
Whole lot of shaking going on.
I think you and your staff should investigate at once.
Okay, man. We'll pop over as soon as we find a helicopter.
Well, here we are, man. Meet and greet my crazy girl assistant scientist.
Well, hello there, big boy.
Teet. Cool, you're just in time, boy. The creature has oozed into a cave.
Oozed? Man, like, what is it?
You'll never believe this, Cool. Goo.
Goo?
Goo!
Goo. Cool, you are going in that cave.
That'll be the day.
I'll go!
No, girl, don't give me any of that jazz. Like we have to make the scene in the next picture.
You can't stop me, Roger. I'm going!
Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, happiness. Hello, loneliness. I think I'm gonna cry.
Excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse me. Is this seat taken?
No.
It's not taken, Bert.
Oh, fine, Harry. Excuse me. Excuse me. You didn't know my name was Bert, did you? Excuse me.
Ouch!
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, madam. Thank you.
Now that everyone is comfortably seated, we see our lovely movie heroine approaching the creature's lair. What thoughts must be running through her mind?
Come in.
Stop knocking at my door. I'm not your plaything anymore.
Oh, my. It's so dark in here. What do you look like?
Silhouettes. Back at headquarters, we hear General Mirbauer saying to his secretary,
have a little more wine, my dear.
Oh, meanwhile,
I can't go through this whole movie calling you creature. Do you have a nickname? Well, Mr. Peanuts, where do you come from?
Over the mountain, across the sea.
Well, say, Peanuts, what do you want here?
Well, I wanna, lotta, love it. Oh, well, I wanna, lotta, hug it.
Peanut creature, if nobody will hurt you, will you come with me?
Well, I'll be shaking around, anywhere.
Oh, will you stop talking to me in records? Talk to me in English. What's the matter with you? Are you nervous?
No.
And so, hand in glove, our heroine leads the creature from his cave to make his first appearance on the popular television program, Creature to Creature.
Good evening. This is Edward R. Rumor. Our guest this evening is that 50-foot glob of goo. Good evening, Mr. Goo.
How do you do? I told everybody the truth, but they just started laughing at me. I ran away from home in Daddy's darn old spaceship, and I'm lost. I want to go back because I'm 4 years old today.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Wasn't that a great movie, Susie? Susie!
Wake up, pretty Susie. Wake up, pretty Susie. The movie wasn't so hot. It didn't have much of a plot.
Science couldn't explain it, but there it was, alive, in the deep, deep waters of the Amazon. A throwback to a creature that had existed 100 million years ago, immensely strong and destructive. A woman's beauty, the bait that brought it out of its lair. See underwater thrills never photographed before. See Titanic underwater battles never dreamed of before in this most terrifying of the science fiction adventures.
I remember it was one dark and dreary night. The sky was dark and not a trace of light. That shortcut through the graveyard didn't feel too good, but nothing was gonna happen, at least I didn't think it could. Then I heard a noise that sounded like great big feet. Then I thought about this monster that craved on human meat.
Was it the creature from the Black Lagoon?
No!
Was it the creature called Frankenstein?
No, no, no,
was it the
no.
creature called Wolfman?
No creature!
Well, then it must have been that thing.
I froze. dead in my tracks, paralyzed, and I couldn't even look back. I heard a moan and a deathly groan. I was scared stiff and all alone. I strained my eyes into empty space, but then all of a sudden we were face to face.
Wrong record. Let me out of here.
Boom, 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 boom. Was it the creature from the Black Lagoon?
No.
Was it the creature called Frankenstein?
No, no, no.
Was it the creature called Wolfman?
No creature.
Well, then it must have been that thing.
Leaped at me, but before I could hit the ground, I was in my house on the other side of town. Now I'm in my easy chair, and without a doubt, he can get in, and I know I'm not going out. As I close my story, here's a word for the wise. A shortcut through the graveyard is a bunch of jive.
Are you the creature from the Black Lagoon?
No.
Are you the creature called Frankenstein?
No.
Are you the creature called Wolfman?
No.
Well, then you must be the thing.
There's one of the great long-lost records of all time dealing with creatures. That's The Creature from Outer Space by the Jayhawks, a great Los Angeles doo-wop group. Of course, they did the original version of Stranded in the Jungle, which was quickly covered by the Cadets. Before that, Dave Edmonds, a song, I dare you, try and get that out of your head. The Creature from the Black Lagoon. Love it, love it, love it. Kicked it off with The Creature, Buchanan and Ansel from 1957. Now, this next record is another one you don't hear every day, but man, does this one have a lot of history associated with it. It's called She's Fallen in Love with the Monster Man. It's by Screamin' Lord Sutch and the Savages, a British group. They recorded it in 1963. It was produced by the legendary Joe Meek, who also produced Telstar by the Tornadoes. But this guy was a mad genius. Man, did he know how to work with sound. Some have called him the Phil Spector of England, but he was a lot more experimental than Phil Spector was in so many ways. But that's not all. Listen to the screaming guitar part on this record. It's being played by a very young Jimmy Page. Before he joined the Yardbirds, before he formed Led Zeppelin, this is Jimmy Page in 1963. Well, it was released stateside on the Cameo label. It didn't really do much over here. But man, is it a swinging record. Screamin' Lord Sutch and the Savages. She's fallen in love with the Monster Man. It's Halloween, monsters and creatures on the Friday Night Catfight podcast.
The movie show, I parked my baby in the very last row. We were just making love, kind of kidding around, when the monster appeared with this crazy sound. My baby looked up, kind of mesmerized, and she gave a long moan, much to my surprise. Did the monster's the most, I'm his number one fan.
Love with this monster man.
She's fallen in love with a monster man. She's fallen in love with a monster man.
Now don't think I'm mean or I wanna complain, but the guy's too ugly and hasn't got a brain. With great yellow fangs reaching down to his chin, why you just wouldn't go where this guy has been. His lid, just the crazier kind of mixed up kid. Been sort of stitched up by a sewing machine.
But my baby baby says,
yeah, this monster's a dream.
She's fallen in love with a monster man. She's fallen in love with a monster man.
feel. He was dragging his chains and groaning his groan. Not really a guy that a girl should take home. When it comes to the scene where the monster should die, my baby broke down and she started to cry. Said this monster I love in a strange kind of whisper.
He's my kind of guy, cause I'm dragging.
Taking a wife, this could be your girl, so run for your life. Run for your life.
First, like a falling star from outer space.
Boy, that was close. Hey, come on, I want to see if I can find it.
An old man finds it, touches it, and this is the shocking result. From then on, there's no stopping the blob as it spreads from town to town. It's indestructible. It's indescribable. Nothing can stop it.
This town is in danger.
How can it be stopped? Mob hysteria sweeps one city. Before long, the nation and then the world could fall before the blood-curdling threat of the Blob.
Starring Steve McQueen and a cast of exciting young people.
Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob.
Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob. Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob. Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob.
Well, I saw the thing coming out of the sky. It had a one long horn and one big eye. Like a Mr. Shaking in the city. It looked like a purple people eater to me. It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
A one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. Sure looked strange to me.
One-eyed.
Well, he came down to earth and he lit in a tree. I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, don't eat me. I heard him say in a voice so gruff,
I wouldn't eat you, cause you're so tough.
It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. Sure looks strange to me.
One horn.
I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, what's your line? He said, eating purple people, and it sure is fine. But that's not the reason that I came to land.
Rock and roll band.
Well, bless my soul, rock and roll, flying purple people eater. Pigeon toed undergrowth, flying purple people eater.
We wear short shorts.
Friendly little people eater. What a sight to see.
Ow!
And then he swung from the tree and he lit on the ground and he started to rock, really rocking around. It was a crazy ditty with a swinging tune.
Sing a bop, bop, a boop, a lap, a loom, bam, boom.
Well, bless my soul, rock and roll, flying purple people eater. Pigeon toed undergrowth, flying purple people eater.
I like short shorts.
Flying purple people eater.
What a sight to see.
Purple people.
Well, he went on his way, and then what do you know? I saw him last night on a TV show. He was blowing it out, really knocking him dead. Playing rock and roll music through the horn in his head.
The late, great Sheb Woolley, 1958. The great Western movie actor and music maker with the Purple People Eater, a ginormous record about a strange, mysterious thing coming down from the sky, baby. And that's the topic of this week's Friday Night Catfight, Monsters and Creatures. We got the Monster Mash coming up in just a couple of minutes with an interview with Bobby Boris Pickett, who wrote the song and originally recorded it in 62. That's coming up for your consideration, your votes on the Friday Night Catfight. And before that, another record from 1958. This one was written by Burt Bacharach and Hal David, who did the soundtrack. Bacharach did the soundtrack of the 1958 motion picture, The Blob. There they are as the Five Blobs with the theme song from The Blob. Can you believe it? When you think about where those two songwriters went in the 1960s, here they are in 1958 writing about a creature that oozes. The Monotones, with one of their many follow-up tries to Book of Love, released on Argo, 1958. That's a legend of Sleepy Hollow, Ichabod Crane. He was a ghoulish monster, riding around carrying his head under his arm. Oh, mercy. And we heard some great early guitar work from Jimmy Page, screaming Lord Sutch and the Savages, which she's fallen in love with the Monster Man. Let's stay with this monster theme. Here's Bobby Please and the Pleasers, 1959, released on the Jamie label, The Monster.
As I walked out of my laboratory door, I saw the monster I created years before. Y'all remember that horrible face? He followed me at a deadly pace. The chills ran up and down my spine. No, no, Frankenstein! That monster tried to kill me once before. He beat me on the head and bounced me on the floor. I thought he died when my laboratory burned. But I was wrong, 'cause my monster has returned. Chills ran up and down my spine. No, no, Frankenstein! I was scared to death and nearly out of breath, running as fast as I could go. He was close behind, I was on his mind. Why did my feet move so slow? I heard it rip and he clutched for my throat. Why did I give him the strength of 10 men? Is this the price I must pay for my sin? The chills ran up and down my spine. No, no, Frankenstein! Dog, will you be my valentine?
It's a Sorex sericidae.
Looks like a small rat.
Shrews as small as rats, perfect for scientific experiments, until they began to grow and grow into things.
They must eat 3 times their own weight in food every 24 hours, or starve.
There are 200 or 300 giant shrews out there. Monsters weighing between 50 and 100 pounds.
That's as big as a full-grown wolf.
Blood-curdling, horrifyingly poisonous monsters.
There's a livestock. The shrews got into the bomb.
The wildest of flesh eaters, threatening all mankind. Your flesh will crawl with fear at their nearness.
The shrews were out there. I couldn't take a chance. Here we go.
Horrid, you ghastly, and I love you true. So here are some presents I'm sending to you. I'll send a small box of smallpox, a large tub of hubbub, your own noose for home use, a crate full of hateful. 'Cause you're the coolest little monster that ever put the spook on me. I'll send a lipstick of arsenic, 1 urn of sunburn, 6 cups of hiccups, a bin full of sinful. 'Cause you're the coolest little monster that ever put the spook on me. Monster mine, you haunt me all the time. I'll be true, I'm so in love with you. Looby dooby dooby dooby, 8 pairs of hangnails, some pass cards for graveyards, a werewolf that's your wolf, some bat wings for earrings.
'cause you're the coolest little monster that ever put the spook on me. My dear, you're ravishing. Wherever did you dig up that dress? Monster mine, you haunt me all the time. I'll be true, I'm so in love with you. Looby, dooby, 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 green hair for nightwear. Some lap robes of earlobes. A hatpin of batskin. And three scraps of kneecaps. 'Cause you're the coolest little monster that ever put the spook on me. My dear, since I first laid my eyes on you, I can't get them back in the sockets. 'Cause you're the coolest little monster that ever put the spook on me.
The cool ghoul himself, John Zacherle. That was a record from 1960. Of course, he broke through in 1958 doing Dinner with Drac. We'll hear that on next week's program. This was the coolest little monster. And Bobby Please and the Pleasers gave us the monster. Well, now it's time for the world-famous Friday Night Catfight. This one on monsters and creatures. We're going to do the Monster Mash with Bobby Boris Pickett, 1962. Now, before we get into the actual catfight itself, I'd like to play a clip from an interview I did when I was 15 years old. I was very lucky to interview via the telephone Bobby Boris Pickett. Now, I grew up just north of Boston, and Bobby Pickett grew up in Somerville, Massachusetts, a direct suburb of Boston. So I knew somebody who knew somebody that had his number, and I took a chance, and he gave me a great interview. This, I believe, is the very first actual interview I ever did. So bear with me. I ask certain questions and say certain things I wouldn't do in any of my interviews today, like doing my impression of Marlon Brando. But I think this is interesting. Unfortunately, we lost Bobby Boris Pickett. He died in Los Angeles on April 25th, 2007. He was 69. I have never, ever played this interview anywhere else but my high school radio show on WBMT in Boxford. You can get more information on that show on my website, mattthecat.com. Just click on radio shows. The show is called Friday Night at the Oldies, and I aired this Halloween of 1991, and it has never, ever been aired since. So here I am asking Bobby Boris Pickett how he started doing the Boris Karloff impression and how he got to writing Monster Mash.
I always did a Boris Karloff impression. Oh. And I used to do it in nightclubs. When I joined a singing group of four guys from Somerville, Massachusetts, we used to do a tune called Little Darlin'.
And you sang the bass part.
And I sang the bass part, and I would do the Boris Karloff thing, and the audience would crack up, and Lenny Capizzi said, you know, we ought to do a novelty record. They're commercial. They sell with that voice. Mm. And that's what happened. That's how it happened.
The only impression I can really do is Marlon Brando.
Would you like to do it for me?
I don't know.
Go ahead, we'll do dueling Brandos like on Saturday Night Live.
Can you do Brando too?
Yes.
Oh.
I'm making off the carousel.
Oh, you mean you're doing Marlon Brando as the Godfather?
I'm the Godfather.
Yes. Perhaps you have heard my recording on Pizzeria Records called The Godfather's Respect. Have you ever heard it?
No.
I'll send you a copy.
Oh, could you please?
Yeah. You'd love it. Oh. Brando.
I've seen the movies.
You might want to record it.
I've seen the movies. I've read the book. I got the soundtracks. I'm a big Godfather fan.
Yeah, me too. I hated the third one, though.
I didn't. You know, it's so. I tried to go see it, and they had stopped playing when I was going to go
really?
See it.
Really?
I'm going to get
it on
video.
Can you rent it on cassette now?
Yeah, I don't know if it's out yet, but...
Would you like to see a really good movie along with it when you rent it?
What?
Get Lobster Man from Mars.
Lobster Man from Mars.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
what's it about?
It's my last movie. The last one I did.
Now, how many did you do?
Movies?
Yeah.
Oh, several.
Honestly, that's...
None of which you've ever seen or heard of.
I knew you went to Hollywood to do movies originally, right?
And or TV.
Ah, and did you do any TV?
Oh, sure.
Honestly, I didn't
mean to send you a resume.
Like, what'd you do? Just off the top of your head, you
off
know?
The top of my head?
Yeah.
Hold on a second. I'll get my resume. Off the top of my head, Beverly Hillbillies, Petticoat Junction, Dr. Kildare, Bonanza, Divorce Court.
Divorce Court?
Dan August, The Long Hot Summer, Love on a Rooftop, Nancy, Mod Squad, just a few.
Wow.
12.
12.
And several obscure low-budget movies, including Death Master, a vampire movie, Chrome and Hot Leather, a motorcycle movie.
I've heard of that one.
Yeah, it plays on TV. It's a Bikini World, a Beach Blanket Bingo.
That sounds like probably a mid-60s movie.
You bet.
Yeah.
That's when I did it.
How many songs do you do in your act?
One.
You just, so basically...
I do a medley of my hit.
Of your hit?
Yeah.
What about Monsters Holiday?
Well, yeah, that's true. That was a hit, but I...
What about Graduation Day? Graduation Day.
Yeah, that was it, too. But I don't do those.
You don't do? Now,
no, I have shortest act in show business, 4 minutes.
Yeah, but everyone knows the song.
It's a very intense 4 minutes.
Do you ever get sick of performing Monster Mash? I mean,
no, I love it. I was waiting for people to ask me to do it more often.
Oh, wow. Now, in concert, you still do the Boris voice, right? You still?
Well, I do the song, of course.
Yeah, you still
well,
do the.
Do you think I do it like?
Well, I don't know.
Madonna. I do Madonna's voice.
And you? Do you add like Igor and Dracula and?
Only where it's appropriate in the song. I could do my whole act for you on record now if you'd like. You know, I can do the opening to the act, and then you can go ahead and play the record afterwards. You can edit it in, and you'll have my entire live act.
Wow.
I come out and I say, it's a lovely, thank you very much. It's wonderful to be here in beautiful wherever we are. It's a lovely evening to be above ground. I want to thank the host for digging me up. And now I'd like to sing the song that James Brown calls the granddaddy of all rap songs. This is the record that Elvis Presley called the dumbest thing he ever heard.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. Wow. From my laboratory in the castle east, wow, to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, wow, wow, the ghouls all came from their humble abode, wow, to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. Wow. The zombies were having fun
in a shoebox.
The party had just begun
in a shoebox.
The guests included Wolfman,
in a shoebox,
Dracula and his son.
Wow.
The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Rex's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the Monster Mash. Now everything's cool. Drax a part of the band, and my Monster Mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Gordy sent
you. Then you can mash.
Then you can Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can Monster Mash.
Mash,
you win.
Monster Mash,
mash,
Monster Mash, Monster Mash.
Bobby Boris Pickett with the original Monster Mash, recorded in 1962. It would chart a couple of more times in 1970 and 1973. It would become a number one hit in many countries around the world. And his competition this week, an interesting cover version. This group decided to take it to a little different direction, which I think was a good idea, because how could you do a cover of Monster Mash? This is the Bonzo Dog Band off their third LP called Tadpoles, released in 1969. Give a listen to this and then vote for the one you truly dig the most. Here's the Bonzo Dog Band with Monster Mash.
Began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the Monster Mash.
Monster Mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
Monster Mash.
It caught on in a flash.
Monster Mash.
He did the Monster Mash. From the Hall of Gore in the Castle East to the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrode.
He did the mash.
They did the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
The Monster Mash.
It caught on in a flash.
The Monster Mash.
They did the Monster Mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. Chains backed by his baying hounds. The poodle stabbers are about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They did the mash.
They did the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
It was a smash.
It caught on in a flash.
The Monster Mash.
They did the Monster Mash. Come in, Boris. We always have a guest for breakfast. Come in, Horace. We always have a breast for breakfast. Igor, have you watered the brains today, Igor? Igor.
The Bonzo Dog Band from 1969 with their version of Monster Mash up against Bobby Boris Pickett's original from 1962. Go back to my website now, FridayNightCatFight.com, and voice your choice. Vote for the one you truly dig the most. I'll be back next week with part two of my three-part Halloween series. Next week's show will focus on the Wolfman, Dracula, the Mummy, and Frankenstein. The real monsters you know through and through on next week's show. Have a great weekend. Gonna leave you with Jackie Morningstar. Let's go rocking in the graveyard as we rock on out of here. Keep on grinning and keep those records spinning. I'm your furry leader, Matt the Cat, where it's at, wishing you a happy weekend. Goodbye, everybody.
Now you've heard of the purple people eater, and they sing of the witch doctor too. I guess these songs have sold a million copies. Well, I got one to sell a million too. Well, I was out in the graveyard about 12 o'clock. Something hit me. Felt like a rock. I thought it was an alpine around and around, but it's just an old ghost digging holes in the ground. He said, wait a minute, boy, wait a minute, wait a minute, boy, I say. Wait a minute, boy, wait a minute, wait a minute before you run away.
I want you.
Wait a minute, boy, wait a minute, wait a minute, boy, I say. Wait a minute, boy, wait a minute, wait a minute before you run away. I say, wait a minute, boy, wait a minute, wait a minute, boy, I say.
Greetings in Boston. This is Bobby Boris Pickett.
I'd like to take this opportunity to thank all the disc jockeys at radio station WCOP for help making Monster Mash a hit. Igor, thank the boys.
WCOP, good!